We know by now there is too much plastic in the ocean, 13 million tons of it, killing wildlife, polluting waters. We know this. But Emily Pan is one of those people who's decided to do something about it. She's co-founder of Expedition, and for the last 8 years, she's been leading remote global explorations. This October, she'll take 300 women in shifts on a 2-year trip around the world to study plastic pollution, a trip paid for by the women and corporate sponsors. Emily Pan joins us now from the UK. And Emily, you'll have scientists, teachers, journalists. Why all female?
So it began all female because when I investigated in my own blood whether I was getting these chemicals from the ocean and pollution inside us, it turned out that, in fact, I did have these toxic chemicals inside me. And the general impact of those chemicals are they're hormone disruptors. Particularly for us women, it's really bad news getting a lot of those chemicals inside our bodies. So I thought, why not tackle it with an amazing team of women? And it started from there, and it's just had such a positive impact and a really powerful mission when we're at sea with this group of women that we've carried on.
Well, first of all, how do you test your blood? How do you do that?
You take a blood test and they actually look at the polluting chemicals, things that shouldn't be in your body, things like pesticides and flame retardants, and find out what's there that shouldn't be.
And you saw that. You saw plastics. Because we know that plastics become these little micro parts like plankton, and, you know, they can get into our systems in so many different ways, the same way they get into the wildlife in the sea. You could see it registered plastics in your blood?
So actually not plastics, it's other polluting chemicals, some that are used in the production of plastic and others that are just in our world because we have all these synthetic chemicals that we use in our daily lives.
Yeah. And by the way, speaking of misperceptions of what this impact is, for a while we talked about this floating island of plastics and people think that it's like a mountain and you can see like bottles sticking out of it. When you're out on the water, what is the sense of plastics?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I first went out there 10 years ago expecting to find this island. But as you say, it's really not the reality. What we find is more like a soup, because we've got to keep in mind that the ocean covers 70% of our planet. And it's huge. Mm. It takes us a week or two just once we've set sail to actually get to this accumulation zone. And when we arrive, we see a piece of plastic there, over there, maybe every 10 seconds passing the boat. But what's really alarming is when we put the trawl through the water, this very fine mesh net, and we pull it out, we actually realize that there are just in our hands, hundreds of fragments that are smaller than your fingernail. Mm. And it makes us realize that actually there's this fine soup of microplastic covering the surface.
Well, Emily, this is something we already know. So I guess I'm getting a little frustrated about plastics in the ocean. And it sounds wonderful and noble that you're making this trip. But why make the trip to see the thing you already know is there?
Absolutely. So now you're right. It's all about action. And so we need a couple of things now to actually make change on this issue that we all care about. One of those is to further understand where this plastic is coming from. Because at the moment, we're not certain, is it microfibers from our clothing? Is it tire dust from our vehicles? Is it pre-production pellets that haven't even got into a consumer's hand? So we need to understand what plastic is there and where it's coming from so that we can work out on land where to prevent it getting into the ocean. So that's certainly one aim. But we also need to communicate this story, the fact that we need to be solving it on land. And we need change makers, these women who've been out there and seen this issue firsthand so that they properly understand the problem and therefore their role in solving it when they get back home. And what we need is an entire army of people working on solving this problem back on land.
Would we know some of the women? Because we know there's scientists, teachers, filmmakers. I mean, would we know them?
Certainly a lot of the women on board are well known in their fields, but at the same time, they're also women that we can really relate to. And it's about sort of saying, actually, we all have a part to play.
But meantime, just quickly, you were an architect and are now an ocean advocate.
Absolutely. I trained as an architect. I really wanted to design buildings. When I was 21, I had a job lined up in Australia and decided to hitchhike by boat from England to Australia because I didn't want to get on an aeroplane. And I ended up crossing the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean and came across this plastic 1,000 miles from nearest land. And it didn't make any sense to me. And that's why I've spent the last 12 years working on solutions to solve it.
Well, good for you. That's Emily Penn, co-founder of Expedition 2X's. And this October, she's going to be taking an all-female crew on a 2-year voyage around the world to look at the impact of ocean plastics. Emily, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
No problem. Thank you.